Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
This is just for you, foodie, food dude, Sam.
Yes.
I want your advice. So the other day I was saying, I think it was yesterday's After the Show podcast, that I was lucky enough to have quality time with both of our daughters, Murphy and I, our little girls, who are not little anymore.
Yeah, they're not.
Taylor and Phoebe this week. And on Taylor Day, at the end of the day, she was at the house in the kitchen with me, and she said, "Mom, you know, I think we were eating dinner." And she was like, "You know, I really want to start maybe food prepping a little bit for myself."
Cool.
And I'm like, "Yeah, smart." And she says, "You know, maybe on the weekend, like cooking something." And I said, "I know exactly what you mean."
That's interesting, because usually that would be, you know, Monday, Chick-fil-A, Tuesday, you know, McDonald's.
Whatever. Yeah.
Different kind of food.
She
prep.
Learned well from you, Murphy. No, anyway, I love that she's thinking this way along this line.
Honestly, I really do.
Her apartment where she lives, you know, she can cook and she is one of the, she cleans up the kitchen and takes care of business. And she understands that, you know, every day she's going to need a lunch. And so she was like, "I think that I should start and I should start doing some meal prepping, but I want your advice on what to cook, what to start with."
Any of my kids asked me about, the young ones asked me about meal prepping. And I was like, I'd be like, "Are you sure you're my child?"
Aw.
Because you don't plan for anything.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's the way to encourage it, Sam.
Right. That's the way to get a kid to walk out of the kitchen and never ask you for advice again.
I really like the meal prep because it really three things. It saves time. It's better for you, and it saves money, right?
Yes. So, I didn't want to give her 16 ideas and then her leave with her brain scrambled. Mm-hmm. So, and she hit me with that on the spot, and I felt like I needed to give her advice. So, I told her, I said, on Sunday, cook one thing that you like a lot, portion it out at least in three or four containers, and then have it, you know, have it at the apartment, bring it with you. When, you know, some days she just goes to class and she's busy doing that and she's on the run a lot. And the other 2 days of the week, she's at her student worker job.
Right.
And that'd be the day where she could bring her lunch. So I didn't know what, you know, I didn't know what food to suggest to her, but she loves pasta. So I said, "Yeah, you can make a red sauce. Make a red sauce."
Pastas and rices are the perfect ones because a lot of those are one dish deals.
Like yes.
When you have pasta, there's usually something in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or a rice dish, you'll have something in it. It's not like you have to cook a piece of chicken and you got to cook your broccoli and you got
to
do
that. Yeah, I don't want to. She doesn't want to, and I don't either when I meal prep. I don't want to dirty every pot in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I suggested like a pot of sauce and do it with pasta. I said, or a chili. Chili's a good one.
Yeah.
One pot and it's
chili, yeah,
fabulous.
Chili's perfect. Yeah.
That's and what I suggested.
And what you do is you eat it that night.
Right.
And then, you know, so that's less you have to store and you get a meal out of it and then you store the rest.
Yeah. I couldn't think of anything else though. Those were my two ideas.
And that, I mean, that's like, I'm sure she knows this, but she could go on TikTok or any of those, and they've got millions of people that are making, "Check out this quick recipe. It's healthy. It's ready in 15 minutes. Boom, there you go. Make that one and put it up for three or four meals."
Yeah. I don't know if she's done it yet or she's maybe planning on doing the first one this weekend. I don't know, but I think it's cool that she's thinking that way because it's smart. And I told her, when you grocery shop also, so that you don't have to eat the same thing every day, you can get three meals out of it for three or four of the week. I said, get you some sandwich stuff too, or something else that you know that you like that's like finger food. So the other day when you don't want the chili or the red sauce, you can have something that you've planned for.
Like you suggested, the Sunday cooking, tell her to do it Saturday and Sunday. One meal Saturday, one meal Sunday, then you've got six meals.
Yeah.
And it's not the same for that three meal thing.
You can alter
my it. Issue with it was I was always, you know, if I'd cooked one, I'd have five of them. And it's like after two, it's
you're going,
"All right, right. I had enough of this." So I'd cook one, maybe eat it the next day, and then cook another one. And so at some point, you've got like three or four meals in rotation.
Right.
You've got so many of them going on.
Smart.
Yeah. And make sure you label them when you put them in the freezer. Trust me on that one.
Sure. Okay, see. Like, what is this? I don't know.
I can't see through the frost, but I think there's a meatball.
Let's thaw it out and find out.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do is thaw it out and find out. It's the mom and me, too, that very same night that she ate with us and she and I had those discussions. And when I was putting the food away, I really, if she had not been there, I would have made it like into a thing for you, Murphy, for the next day. But I just put it all in a container and I gave it to her. I'm like, for this week, you can meal prep with this. I gave her almost all of our leftovers.
That's great.
That's why we only had that. It was the pork tenderloin night and the couscous and the broccoli. Yeah, that's why we didn't have it a second time. And she loves couscous, which is why I sent it with her.
Rotisserie chicken. Rip it up, and she can put it in different containers with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tacos. You
That's
can make
easy.
Tacos with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so these are good ideas for her. I like that. I'm going to pass it along. I had started doing that, remember, a month ago or so? Yeah.
I'm meaning to ask how that
I
was
did
going.
It 2 or 3 weeks. It gets old for the person
okay.
who's doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. You quit because you got tired of the same food, or you just got tired of doing it?
I got tired of doing it. Mm. I didn't get to. I mean, I know I'm going to be hungry every day, a couple of times a day, and I will need to eat, but it just was stealing my
your weekend.
Sunday joy.
Yeah, I understand that. Your weekend is your, you know, non-work, non-thinking. You want to be able to regenerate time.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
I do plenty of homebound type thinking anyway with all that there is to do at home. So it felt like another thing for me.
Yeah, you know, all of my college meal prep ended when my grandmother passed away, pretty much, you know.
Aww.
She was the one that always had something in the freezer, though. She
That's
would
sweet.
It was okay if she would make 5 or 6 things because she would eat the 3 and then the other 3 would go away for months or whatever. She
yeah.
just, you know what I mean? And she literally had a freezer full. I always thought that was cool at my grandmother's house because she had a separate, full-sized mm-hmm. freezer.
Mm-hmm.
But she grew up in the Depression era, so she wasn't going to waste anything. So anything that she made like that, always some part of it wound up in the freezer.
Yeah.
So she was never out of food.
Very cool.
And she was an amazing cook, too.
Here's another idea for you, Jody. Show her meals. Show her how to cook it. So way she will learn. You will get a family meal out of it on a Saturday night, and then she can store the rest up for her get-aheads.
So true. If she's ever available on a Saturday night,
well,
that's the problem.
Saturday,
but
Sunday.
It will be a Sunday thing.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Sam.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.